Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Oh, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question asks if I can talk about ways to disarm the narcissist. So I'll answer this question by looking at the four ways to disarm the narcissist. Now, not all of these ideas are good ideas, right? I don't endorse them, but they are techniques or strategies that may have some level of effectiveness. So narcissists direct their wrath and other destructive behavior toward various people in their lives. Here I'm really emphasizing a narcissist in a work setting or some other social setting similar to work, but not necessarily inside of a romantic relationship, because options there are a little bit different than what we'd see in a work setting. Now, sometimes narcissists choose people to harm for specific reasons. Other times it's just that you happen to be around. So there's a target component to their destructive behavior, like a heat-seeking missile, and a non-targeted component, like a weapon that spreads radiation, and you're affected simply because you're too close to the weapon. Disarming the narcissist is a little complex. Can we really disarm a narcissist, or can we simply reduce the chance of them hurting us? So I'm using the word disarm, but it's really more, can we reduce the risk? Now, sometimes you can't do anything to change a narcissist. Other times, certain behavioral strategies can help mitigate the destruction caused by a narcissist. And again, I'm reviewing four here. So number one in this list is detachment. Now, one of the main things that interferes with disarming a narcissist actually has nothing to do with the narcissist themselves. It has to do with a belief in the idea that there should be justice, that life is fair, or that it should be fair. Good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. It's a fundamental principle in morality, ethics, and the law. So the challenge here is we have potentially effective strategies to deal with narcissists, but they require acknowledging that life is not fair. They require discomfort, and people struggle with that. So sometimes there really isn't much of a buy-in to these different strategies. In addition to violating a sense of justice, victims of narcissists feel like the narcissists are attacking them personally. If it wasn't personal, it really wouldn't matter as much. For example, we see in clinical settings, like outpatient mental health settings, sometimes individuals have disorders or just circumstances in their life that lead to certain behaviors, like they may insult counselors and other staff. But counselors really don't worry about it a lot. They know it's not personal. They know it's not about the counselor. It's about the client's situation. The client may be angry, distressed, intoxicated, have some sort of illness associated with psychosis, something like that. So they're hearing the same words, potentially, like arrogant behavior, manipulative behavior, things like that, but they're not reacting. Again, they know that it has nothing to do with them. So again, there's concern over the personal nature of the attacks of a narcissist, but are they personal? Does the narcissist really know what they're doing? In some sense, of course, the answer is yes. They know right from wrong. They know that their behavior causes pain. But in another sense, they don't really understand the motivations behind their own behavior. They really don't understand why they're doing it at a deep down level. Narcissists victimize people for a variety of reasons, but none of them have to do with carefully evaluating the substance of a person and making a judgment based on that. And this would really be required for somebody to attack another personally. Narcissists go out of their way to make it seem like it's personal, but they don't have the assessment capabilities to understand who you are as a person in the first place. In a sense, one of the skills the narcissist has is to attack somebody and make that person believe that it's personal when it's not, which only makes their manipulation and other tactics more effective. So this first item, detaching in order to disarm the narcissist, again, isn't about doing anything to a narcissist. It isn't about relating to the narcissist at all. Instead, it's understanding that it's not personal. You may have been targeted at random. You may have been targeted because you were simply in proximity. You may have been targeted because you represent a value or a truth that is unacceptable to the narcissist. By attacking other people, the narcissist is attacking a part of themselves that they do not like. They are trying to get a sense of security, stability, and self-worth. Other people may represent insecurity and instability and may question the worth of the narcissist. Other people may force the narcissist to face the truth, and the narcissist cannot allow that. It's not even optional. There must be complete denial, at least in the case of like perfect, grandiose narcissist. Now, when you're talking about vulnerable narcissism, we can see aggression that's externalized and internalized. So they're going to act out against a victim, and they're going to act inward, aggressively toward themselves. So this first item, detachment, is really about having a mindset that allows you to take the appropriate actions to disarm the narcissist, a mindset that detaches your emotions from their actions, that allows you to understand that their attacks have nothing to do with you, they don't really know you, they can't understand you, and they won't invest energy in empathy. It's really about preventing their own pain. And this is where we get the word toxic. It's actually an appropriate term for the situation, for dealing with a narcissist. The narcissist is toxic to themselves. They're at the center of the toxicity, but they're also toxic to those around them. So with narcissism, everyone is suffering. So detachment is a prerequisite for the other three items I'm going to cover here in this video, but it may be a method of disarming a narcissist by itself. For some, detachment may be enough.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence and give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.
So moving to item number two, this is admiration, right? So this is giving admiration to the narcissist. This is generally, I think, a bad idea, but it's important to understand because you will see it used. People will adapt to a narcissist by doing this, at least on occasion. So to use this particular strategy, admiration, of course, we have to have detachment in place first. What we see with admiration is it tends to be an effective strategy to prevent narcissists from attacking. But many people really can't bring themselves to do it. It seems phony, disingenuous, it indicates weakness. And for some people, I think they almost get physically sick or have physical pain when they have to tell a narcissist who's hurting them that they are great and wonderful. Fundamentally, again, it violates our sense of justice. And of course, it's deceptive. So there's an ethical and moral concern to it. But as far as I know, there's no law against telling people that they are great when in fact they're not great. Maybe there needs to be, I don't know, but that's a discussion for another time. In order to effectively use praise, it does have to seem genuine. The narcissist will know when praise is perfunctory and inauthentic, when you're just saying it because you want to get them off your back. One way to get around this is to use a method like email or text messaging to transmit information, regularly sending the narcissist messages that indicate how much you appreciate their skills, characteristics, abilities, generosity, insight. When the narcissist tells you how great they are, you respond by saying, "You're being modest. You're really much greater than that." One of the compliments that the narcissist really likes the most is when they are called modest and great at the same time. If the narcissist believes that you are their biggest fan, they'll be less likely to defame you, employ gaslighting, make false allegations against you, and commit other offenses consistent with narcissism. It's actually really just a simple value proposition. The narcissist has a desire to cause pain. There is a sadistic component to narcissism, causing pain brings them pleasure, but they also want the excessive admiration. So if the value of your admiration exceeds the value of their desire to cause pain, they may just leave you alone. Now, I mentioned that this particular technique, this admiration technique, is deceptive. That's one problem with it. Another problem is that it strengthens the narcissist and makes a victim look weak and unaware. Ultimately, this method may help the potential victim, but it won't help everybody else. It actually fails if everyone uses it, right? So if everyone is admiring the narcissist, they're going to have a lot of strength from that, and they're going to have to target somebody eventually. So somebody's still going to be the victim. So this is one method where if everyone goes in on it, again, it will not succeed. Now, moving on to the third method to disarm the narcissist. This one is the deterrent method, also known as the most costly target method. This strategy to disarm the narcissist is completely different from the excessive admiration strategy. This is a strategy designed to alter the value proposition in another way. The cost of attacking you exceeds the value that the narcissist gets from causing pain. So how can this be done? Well, here the individual would have to hold the narcissist accountable at every turn. So careful documentation, keeping every email and every communication, full accountability, complaining as often as required, responding strongly to false allegations. So it's really a no-nonsense, zero-tolerance approach. If the narcissist takes something, you work to get it back. It can be explicitly stated as well. There's no deceptive component to this method. You can tell the narcissist that you are going to try to deter their inappropriate behavior. Now, just like many people can't stand to praise the narcissist, many cannot maintain the deterrent strategy either. It's exhausting, time-consuming, it seems antagonistic, so like disagreeable. You have to always be ready to defend yourself. It can be isolating, and there's a risk that the narcissist will play the victim when you use this method, particularly if dealing with a vulnerable narcissist. This strategy is most effective when everyone uses it, so unlike the admiration strategy. But the risk of the narcissist playing the victim dramatically increases if everyone uses this strategy. And that's because it can seem like bullying. So really, it can backfire. So the key here with this strategy is to be fair and just, not harmful, not aggressive, not overly sensitive, not angry. The strategy requires detachment just as much as the other strategies. If the narcissist does something good or correct, recognize that. If they do something bad, hold them accountable. This relationship has a strong boundary, but contact is allowed, actually necessary, with this particular method. So it's not the same as creating distance. Which brings me to the fourth and final way to disarm the narcissist, the distance method. This method is simple, but of course not always possible. For example, if you're looking at a work scenario where the narcissist is a supervisor, creating distance may not be an option. Here we see a strong boundary, but contact is limited. So the narcissistic behavior is ignored. The potential victim is unfazed. They offer no reaction, no reinforcement of the behavior. So in a way, it's really like behavior modification, responding only when behavior is positive or neutral, and ignoring the negative. Just like the deterrent method, it can be explicitly stated. So you can say to a narcissist, hey, when you act like a narcissist, I'm not going to talk to you. The advantages here, it may draw less attention than the deterrent method, may be able to fly under the radar with this particular method. Problems? Well, it's like a defense without offense. So the narcissist may just keep trying to attack the defenses and never really experiencing any type of counterattack. So in a sense, they can just keep trying to manipulate or to harm as much as they like. Also, it may be more difficult than deterrent because now you're enduring everything without reacting. And even though reacting is difficult, sometimes not reacting is actually more difficult. And it still seems a little bit like bullying, particularly if a lot of people use it together. So looking at these four ways to disarm the narcissist, I think detachment makes sense much of the time. It's internal. You do it for yourself. No one has to know. You don't really change in terms of what you do to the narcissist or with the narcissist or what you say to them. The other methods here have really distinct shortcomings. They all have their place, I suppose, in given situations, but they have, again, some serious disadvantages. Unfortunately, narcissists are difficult to manage, even with perfect boundaries. Narcissism exposure always comes at a cost.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.